Get Up. That's right. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
There's been a bit of a Twitter outrage going around when it comes to clipping nails because a journo in the UK was on the train commuting to work and someone decided to whip out a nail clipper and start doing a bit of a manicure. And he said the clippings were flying everywhere and he just didn't think it was appropriate and acceptable on public transport. I think it would have been even worse if he took off his shoes and socks and started clipping his toenails. But it is a pretty gross thing to be doing, isn't it? Like, no one wants to find someone else's nail clipping in their sandwich or in their bag or just touching them in any way, shape or form, do they?
Particularly like toenails. Like,
I hate feet anyway.
Fingernails are bad. Yeah, you're right. They're kind of gross. And I even look at mine sometimes, like after I've mowed the lawn or whatever, and I'm like, oh, God, the stuff that's underneath them. But, yeah, like the thought of someone clipping their toenails in any sort of public shared space.
Or even at home, like I had to have a bit of a talk to my boyfriend when we first started dating because he was batching it. And I'd go stay at his house and I'd find toenail clippings in his bed because that's where he'd clip them. And he would pick them up and throw them in the bin, but there was always the odd one that flew off and couldn't be found. And I would find it while trying to sleep and it was like stabbing me in the leg or something. Yeah. And I just found it revolting.
My wife doesn't like where I tend to clip my toenails.
Where?
Well, we've got a big coffee table in front of the couch in the lounge room. And for me, it's easy to sit on the edge of the couch and put your foot up on the side of the coffee table. You can then clip your toenails and they'll just kind of land on the coffee table.
Ew.
So then I can just sort of scoop them up and throw them in the bin.
Do you eat at that coffee table
occasionally,
sometimes?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah, yuck. Yeah. No, toenail clipping shouldn't be anywhere near food.
Where is it okay to do it?
I normally put my foot up on the bathroom sink and
what
do
are
it
you,
into
a
the
contortionist?
Sink. Do it into the sink. And that way I can wash them down. If there's any strays, I can pick them up and put them in the bin.
So you put your foot like on the vanity, like into the sink.
Yeah.
God, I'd pull a hammy out.
You got to get a step up.
Yeah. Got to warm it up. Like 13, 12, 16. Like, and it is a thing that grosses out a lot of people.
Yeah.
Where do you clip your nails?
Like, maybe into the toilet would be an appropriate one.
That's a good one too.
Because
awkward though.
Only gross things go in there, so.
See, I remember I had a housemate who used to sit in the bath and do it. And I remember once, because we were two single blokes living together at the time, so we're not really having many baths, but I was feeling crook or something, so I'm like, I'm going to have a bath. And I remember the feeling of, like, one of his toenails scraping across, like, the back of my leg as I'm sitting in the warm water.
That doesn't make you feel better.
Where's the appropriate place in the house? Yep. Where do you clip your toenails, Townsville? 13, 12, 16.
Hot topics today.
Michelle is here. Where do you do it? Like, where in the house is the appropriate place to clip your toenails?
I usually just put my foot up on the edge of the toilet seat and then with all the toenails, just drop them straight into the toilet and then they're gone.
I think that's a great one. I think that is actually the most appropriate place to cut your toenails.
Well, it's easy. Just gets rid of them like that. Don't have to double handle them or anything.
We don't have a strict toilet cleaning routine in our place. Like, don't get me wrong, we put the duck, like, in the toilet bowl and stuff, but I don't know, I'd be weird about my hands just getting close to the seat and stuff like that. And is that weird? Am I weird?
Your hands get close to the seat when you do your business, so what's the difference?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I just don't like it.
What?
I don't know why I don't like it.
All right.
We're going to take more options, all right? There's got to be other ones out there. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Hi, it's Shanita.
How and where do you cut your toenails?
I cut them in the bathroom as well.
Yeah.
But my boyfriend, we were driving to town one time and he started cutting my nails in my car.
No, not okay. Not okay. Yeah, no. Where was he going to put them?
I gagged. He was pretty, like, he picked them up, like, and chucked them out the window, but still, like, I was gagging.
Imagine if you're the car behind and you've got your window open and the slipstream brings them in.
Oh, God.
Imagine if that happened.
I like that he just had nail clippers ready to go.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
This is Susan.
Susan, where do you clip your nails?
No, not me, but my boss clips his in the dental surgery.
What?
Yum, yum.
So he's a dentist, your boss, is he?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
isn't it meant to be a sterile workplace? You shouldn't be whipping out your feet in that place.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I don't want my dental tools going near his feet.
And what dentist practices? Actually, probably better that we avoid that.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We did have a couple of the Cowboys in yesterday, Michael Morgan and Ethan Lowe. And last week I did ask Ethan why I should promote the Cowboys up to my number 240 team. And he goes, oh, there we go, all right. And I was like, mate, you can have two better than that.
That was the best answer ever. Because like, you've always been a Canberra supporter. That's where you grew up.
Yeah, so Raiders are my number one. Yeah.
But you've said to him, why should I make him number two? And he goes, oh, we go, all right.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're going to have to do better than that. So this week he came in with a member supporters pack for me to try to bribe me into putting the Cowboys as number two. And to tell you the truth, I didn't have a number two team, so it was a pretty easy spot to win. And I was pretty stoked with the members pack. So I was like, all right. You've been promoted. You're number two. Well done. Congratulations. And I put all the gear on. I had a hat. I had a lanyard. I was holding up an esky, had a stubby cooler, a few different things. And I sent a photo to my family saying, check it. I'm a Cowboys member. My dad wrote back.
Oh, this would have gone down like a lead balloon.
He's not happy with me.
No?
Because I didn't explain what happened behind the scenes, and I just got a message back.
So he doesn't know about the whole number two thing?
No, all he knows is that I'm a Cowboys member.
Right.
And he wrote back, and all he said is, this is a disgrace, Gabrielle. Get home right now. 3 exclamation points.
He used the full name,
and he is horrified. And I wrote back, I'm like, Dad, don't worry. They know they're number two. It's fine. And I never got a response. So I had to call him last night. And I'm like, Dad, calm your farm. He's like, you get home right now. And I'm like, it's fine. They know Raiders are number one. They know they're only going for the number two spot. It's all good. And he was like, well, that's okay then.
I love you, Dad.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
The other day, Telstra had a bit of an outage. There were people that were very upset with the fact that they couldn't get online, couldn't check out Facey, couldn't get up to date with the news, couldn't do a lot of things because of the outage, and Telstra blamed it on a bit of a software fail. But news has come out today to say there was a bit more of a sinister outage that happened because of the Telstra outage. And we both saw this morning and just went, oh my God, because criminals' electronic ankle bracelets failed in Queensland, South Australia and the Northern Territory because of the Telstra outage.
After I read this, I don't know if you felt the same as me, but I felt a little bit like...
a bit unsafe?
Well, a little bit unsafe, but I felt like maybe we shouldn't be surprised. Because obviously...
it's like a mobile GPS signal.
It has to be, you know, tracked somehow through those sort of communication technology,
Exactly. So when Telstra had an outage, they were out and they were like, don't worry about it, guys, though, because they didn't know that their ankle bracelets weren't working. So they didn't know that they could do a runner. And I was like, yeah, but they now know. So next time Telstra goes down, watch out.
That's the problem. They know for next time.
There's like 750 people that had their ankle bracelets go down for nearly 2 hours. You can get a fair distance in 2 hours.
See, we're just lucky that the ankle bracelet outage wasn't the same time as the Woolies outage, because we already know they're criminals. Just washed right out of that.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.